The Stanley Cup playoffs are underway, and television ratings-wise, the games are off to their best start ever, up 9% over last year. One reason for the uptick may be the growing popularity of the sport among immigrants from Asia and Latin America. Shigana Ahamparam is a reporter with Feet in Two Worlds, a project at the New School in New York that brings us stories by immigrant journalists to public radio. She grew up in a Sri Lankan family in hockey-crazed Toronto and went looking for other immigrants who have embraced the sport the way she has.
This is Hockey Night in Canada. That's right. Hockey Night in Canada, Punjabi. In Canada, hockey is everywhere. I grew up in Toronto, where nearly half the population is immigrants, including my parents who came from Sri Lanka. The growing diversity in the fan base for this sport led the CBC to start broadcasting Hockey Night in Canada in additional languages other than the country's official English and French. I think of my brothers and me sitting in front of the TV almost every game night. No one was allowed to change the channel or leave the room while the puck was in play. It was a sacred ritual. My childhood best friend, Sharnia Jayaratnam, who's also of Sri Lankan descent and an absolute hockey fanatic, had her own game rituals as well.
I had to be home every Saturday night so I could watch Hockey Night in Canada, where I could watch the Toronto Maple Leafs play.
And on nights when the Leafs games were on TV channels they couldn't access...
My mom doesn't know the story. It would be me doing homework and listening to like 590 The Fan and like listening to the hockey game when I did homework on the radio with my headphones on.
When I came to the U.S., I was aware that hockey is not as popular here as, say, football or baseball. And compared with those sports, its fan base is decidedly not diverse. According to Nielsen's 2013 Year in Sports Media Report, 92% of the NHL fan base in the 2012-2013 regular season was white. Diversity is not a problem in the Ironbound section of Newark, New Jersey, a neighborhood known for its dense immigrant population and home to the city's oldest ice rink. This is where hockey in Newark started in 2003, an after-school program where kids ages 6 to 18 can learn and play hockey for free.
We have a unique population in terms of our enrollment.
Mike Liu is one of the coaches.
We have kids that come from all different parts of the world. Some are Spanish-speaking or Portuguese-speaking first, and then they're learning English. We have some kids in the program that are now joining that, you know, are fresh from a different country that don't speak the English language. So we're seeing a lot of different kids that probably don't fit the bill of what a typical ice hockey player in North America looks like.
By January 2016, the program grew from hockey in Newark to hockey in New Jersey. Much of the success, Liu says, came from the support of the parents. He recalls their first championship game in 2012.
This arena that night was packed, and parents have their air horns, or they have signs, and they're cheering, and they're chanting, and you don't really see that in a middle school hockey game.
Some of the parents had just immigrated 6 months earlier.
A lot of them, it was probably their first game going to that year. And to see that kind of support for a non-traditional sport, probably from where they came from 6 months earlier, kind of propelled these kids obviously to win that championship, but make it that much more special.
The program's graduates have carried that special feeling into adulthood. At the age of 13, Kevin Lopez was one of those New York rink rats. He went on to play for the Princeton Club hockey team. Now, at 22, he credits his hockey community roots.
Being a part of one of the few all-minority hockey teams, or if not the only all-minority hockey team in the state of New Jersey, we had a lot to live up to. And hockey, at least the rink, gave us a platform to show, you know, there's so many stereotypes about people from Newark or people from urban, you know, from cities. But here we are, you know, we are playing against you on a somewhat even field, and we're beating you at your own game.
I've often wondered, how do sports play a role in making immigrants feel more at home in their adopted country? I think maybe it's not about feeling more American or Canadian. It's about feeling less like an outsider. The kids in hockey in Newark are getting to feel that. And just like Hockey Night in Canada Punjabi helps families feel like they're part of one big fan community, now there's this.
Jimmy, que golazo de los Florida Panthers, rugen las panteras en el BB&T Center y esto se pone uno.
It sounds like soccer, but that's a broadcast for Spanish-speaking fans of the Florida Panthers. The Chicago Blackhawks have a Spanish broadcast too. There are lots of immigrant kids who are sharing this experience now, one that helps them feel like they belong. And maybe there are even kids in clubs like New York Hockey who dream of one day taking to the ice in the NHL or as a member of an Olympic hockey team. For Here and Now, I'm Shagana Ehampram.